Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Pastor Rhonda Bello with Positive Power 21 Live Radio Ministry.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Today is a blessing. We have Tanisha Owens that's going to come on the line with us. And we just, right now, we thank God for her obedience to listening to what the Lord has for her. We're going to pray, and then we're going to bring her on the line. Father God, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, just for being God. Lord God, we thank you because you have reached down low and pulled us up out the miry clay. Lord God, we thank you because you chose us to be your walking, talking, tangible testimonies. We thank you, Lord. Lord God, we thank you because we know whatever you've laid on Tanisha's heart, that we will not leave this air the same way in which we entered. And we thank you, Lord. Lord God, we thank you for yesterday's blessing, today's blessing, and blessings over our generations and generations and generations to come. Lord God, we ask you today, search us. If it's anything that's not of you, remove it now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we give you all the honor, all the admiration, and all the glory. To you be the honor. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you for listening to us, Lord, and hearing us when we at night. We thank you, Jesus. In your name we pray. Amen. Amen. Now, is this Tanisha?
Yes.
Hello, hello. I am so glad. You know, I'm really excited because I love when people are so obedient to the word of the Lord. It's hard to find obedience. People tell you all the time, I believe I'm called to do this, or I believe I'm called to do that. But they never do what the Lord wants them to do. So I thank you for your obedience.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yes. And I'm going to tell you, my show is about you, and we want to hear everything that the Lord has done for you, because your testimony is what encourage other people that's actually listening or might listen later. And reading a brief overall about you, I was very impressed because it's hard to find people and women of ministry that are willing to take time out their day just to talk about what God has laid before them. So,
amen.
The first question that I have is, we want to know from first to ending, who is really Tanisha Owens? I know I've seen First Lady. I've seen the singers. So I know you got some stories out there to tell us, and we want to know exactly who you are.
Well, you said from first to last. That's a lot. You know, it's a lot in between.
I mean, you know, because I know, I'm going to tell you, we all go through struggles, and I know you just didn't wake up yesterday and say, hey, I'm going to be the singing nurse, and you was out there
absolutely
doing it.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah, you know what? Ministry is actually birthed really in pain. I've been through a lot, and the short time that I've been on this earth, which is 30 years, the things that I've been through, just, you know, in this short period of time, a lot of people probably wouldn't make it through or wouldn't even believe the things that, you know, I have been through. So, for starters, being, I started singing at a very early age, and, you know, I grew up listening to a lot of, first it was Anita Baker, and that's before church, so, like, can we keep it real?
So we got
before,
you, because we all came from
church,
someplace.
You know?
We all came from someplace, so you've got to keep it real. People look at us, and they say, oh, you know, they're so strong. They don't know the trials and tribulations we went through to get to this level. You got to pay the price.
So there was definitely a thought of Paul you know, a small poor situation here. So I didn't come out the womb holy, as none of us have anyway. But, you know, that's some things that people don't like to talk about. We're not all perfect. And
no, we're not.
We strive. We strive to be who Jesus was. We strive to be that example that he left for us. So, you know, that whole facade of I'm so holy, well, you know, we all have a past. So, and the whole
right.
purpose of us having a testimony is so that we're able to share it, so we can tell people, well, we have changed, you know. I once wasn't saved, and now I am, and I'm striving to live holy, you know, day by day, taking it day by day. So, started from, you know, singing, and as I grew up, I was in a holiness church, you know, that was very strict, and, you know, we weren't even allowed to go to the movies. You know, it was very strict.
Mm-hmm.
No pants, no makeup, no earrings, no, you know. So going through that, you know, as a teenager and you know, dealt with a lot of peer pressure and you know, normal things that teenagers would go through, but kind of on a more heavier basis due to, you know, I wasn't like the other kids. But I've always had a relationship with God. God would show me things even as a young girl, I would see things that, you know, people would think that I was crazy if I said, you know, that I saw. But God always dealt with me even with that. I was always conscious of what would he think? If I was to do this or if I was to do that, what would he think? I was always conscious of that. Now, I've definitely strayed away as a teenager, you know, and backslid, and I had children out of wedlock. I mean, that's the testimony. But God was merciful, and He was gracious, and He kept me even during those times. And so I used to write. Writing was my way of escape, even as a teenager. Actually, one of the songs, "Fight," the first song that I ever put out, that song I wrote, I was maybe been 11, and I had just released it, maybe 2012. So, and sometime that's a message right there. Sometimes the things that you do, it may be delayed, but it's not forgotten. And it may not be for the time that which you do it at that time. It may be for a later time. So always wait on God. But I always wrote. I wrote songs, and that was one of the ways that kept me. That was one of my coping mechanisms and, you know, things of life. I mean, I only can be as raw as I possibly can. I went through molestation at a young age, you know, by someone that you would think it shouldn't have came from, you know, someone inside of church. So I went through that, and but God brought me through. God brought me through it, and many things. Okay, I'm trying to go from there to the end. It's a lot.
So. Oh, we understand. You want to hear it, you know, because it's so exciting to hear when people are just transparent, because you go to a lot of churches and a lot of ministries, and they don't want to talk about what you just now said. It's like, don't say that. Don't do that. I do know that I had a couple of times on different shows that I co-host with that we did talk about different abuse, and my location is one of them. And we talked about from the head down. A lot of people don't want to talk about, because some of those that we had on our previous show, it was from their husbands who were the overseers of the church. It was from their fathers who was the overseers of the church. And we have to understand that we go to church, one, for God. We don't go to church for that man, that preacher, whomever. We go to give praise and glory to God. So that's what we appreciate you sharing that with us, because see, now we can reflect and know that God is good. If he did it for you, he can do it for us.
Yes, absolutely, and he definitely can. And it shouldn't be, you know, I know a lot of people don't like to talk about certain things that happen in their life, but I can say that you know, a lot of the things that I've been through is what has made me strong today, that's able to handle, you know, a lot of things that's going on, especially the differences in church. So it's just, you know, it's just certain things that it's a testimony, and people forget when he said that we are overcomers by our testimonies. And so we need that to be able to tell other people so that they can learn how to overcome and know that it is possible. So
Amen.
I just, you know, it is possible. It is possible to get through. It's possible to, you know, to get through domestic violence. It's possible to get through, you know, having children out of wedlock. I just speaking with that, they call me the singing nurse, but to become the nurse that I had, that I've came and became to now, I did that. I had my daughter. I was married, and I had my daughter. This is my youngest daughter, London, and I've had her, and I had her, September 16th, and I started nursing school September 26th, and I had a cesarean. So, you know, it took a lot of people carrying my books for me, and just because they knew that I was determined to be a nurse, to be able to provide for my children as well as with my husband. So, and I had two other small children at the time. So I had three babies going to nursing school, and a newborn and two others. So possible, whatever it is that you want to do, God, when you have God on your side, I really, you know, it's not just a cliche. When you really have God on your side, you have the best thing that you can have, and that's strength. You have joy. You have peace. You have that. That was actually my first marriage. So I have been divorced. I'm remarried to a pastor now. So I say, when I say I went through a lot, I went through a lot. I went through a lot to get to where I am now.
Amen.
So.
Amen. People don't know that the road, cause I'm a first lady too. And they don't know that we don't wake up with the heaven already open and blessings is just starting to flow down. And when we get out of bed, our floor is not paved in gold. And they don't know. It's a struggle sometimes, you know. But we appreciate the little things that God has given to us. First of all, he gave us life. You know, he could have took it and snuffed us out while we were sleeping. So that's something to be grateful for. And he's given us the opportunity to witness to him. So that's what people fail to see, because I do have, and I'm quite sure you have, where people come up and say, oh, I don't know how you do it. And you're thinking back in your mind, if it wasn't for Jesus, I don't know how I do it either. I really don't know how.
Exactly.
We have the children problems. And I tell people, me and Pastor argue, but when we get to that church, it's all about God. That's all we worry about.
That's right.
And then we pick it up soon as we meet back up. Yeah, but they see us and they like, wow, y'all, how do y'all do it in this name? We're looking at each other like, if you knew, how much time you got for us to tell you?
But you know what? You do what you do at home, but once you get to church, that's what you said. It's all about God anyway. So you leave the issues and the problems and discuss that at home. Know how to decipher the two.
And people got to understand that the pastor, which happens to be our husband, he's our pastor too. We are part of that flock. So you can't come to me thinking that I can do something. I can't. I still have to reference you to the pastor, because God
just
is giving
the same way that everybody
division.
Else do.
Yeah,
And you know,
he's
that's
giving
so funny
the
because
division,
I just,
not me.
I had just posted on, you know, on Facebook that I am yet learning that, and I have learned to respect my husband as a pastor, and not just as my husband. And I had mentioned about Miriam and Moses. Like, yeah, that was her brother, and I think she was the oldest. But
yeah,
sometimes our mouth would get us in trouble. Our mouth, her womb was shut up because of her mouth. And, people have to learn how to respect leadership, even if you don't think that they're called. Even if you don't think that, you know, that's not your place to tell someone when they're called and when they're not. That's God's place.
Amen.
Amen. You know?
Nobody. Amen. I totally agree. I say that all the time. So we know that you are performing tonight. Congratulations.
Yes,
and,
thank you.
But So how did that come about? How did you get with, because I know the Clark Sisters, since you are a singer, was one of your, are your mentors. So how did that actually happen?
Yes, still is. You know what? That is so, it was really nobody but God. The way I met Larry Clark was Twinkie and Larry Clark had a, they were on tour in Columbus, Ohio, and they had a, they were developing a choir in each city that they were in to, you know, help do background for them. And when they had came to Columbus, Ohio, someone had called me from the radio station that's in Columbus, Ohio, WVKO. And they said, well, Twinkie's to be in town, and she, you know, she needs some singers. Would you like to go? And, of course, I was, you know, of course, yes, I will. I want to, she's a legend. Like, it's going to be awesome just to be in her presence. So I did that and sung. And then after that, I went to in Philly, 103.9. They had a convention, and I had won 2014 Inspirational Gospel Singer there. And look who was there when I seen him, Larry. Mm. So I seen him again. And so we're like, okay, we're gonna you know, make some connections, touch, you know, exchange information. And so we just kind of kept in contact that way. And then time passed, of course. And then I received a phone call from Larry, like, hey, I'm doing this play. You know, do you want to come out and, you know, see if you do it? I know you're in Columbus, Ohio, because they're in Detroit, of course. And I'm like, Larry, Detroit? I'm like, I'm not getting ready to travel back and forth to Detroit. He was like, come on, just, you know, just try to do it. And I was like, okay, fine. You know, and then so I went, and, I mean, I loved all the cast that was there, just really respectable people. And we just been going on ever since. It's like, really, they're my family. And it's so funny because now that we're here in Washington, we really act like a family. So, like, Dorinda, since I'm playing Karen, me and Dorinda really act like we're sisters. We all act like we're sisters. And we call First Lady Clarissa, we call her Mom right now. We call her Manny Moss. So it's like, I mean, we grew into a family already. So,
praise the Lord. You know, that's called favor. Favor is what you least expect, and it comes
leaning
at a time
in my direction
of your life. Yes, it is, and it comes in that time of your life when you need it. You really, really need it, and that is wonderful. Because I'm gonna tell you, your promoter had, I guess she sent out for someone to scout different radios. And I'm telling you, I check my emails every day. But with Pastor being on tour right now, he's in Jalingo, Nigeria. It's been kind of rough because I got the church, I got the network, I got family.
Absolutely.
And it's a lot. So I said to myself that night, I was like, you know what, you need to catch up on these emails. And I seen Jay Nance's email, and I immediately responded
to
that.
She's the best promoter I know.
Yeah, she is. And I responded back, and I answered, and she's like, oh, I said, you know what? This right here is favor for me because I love the Clark Sisters, and I'm always saying something they said in church because they are just phenomenal, you know. And I know at church they'd be like, does she really know any more female singers besides the Clark Sisters? But they don't understand. If they look at their history, you know, I'm not talking about reality. I'm talking about just basic history and the struggle.
Yes,
and their
phenomenal
life. They were right. They're phenomenal. They will understand. And it's hard to be in that type of situation where all the time someone has a microscope on you. Like if you drop a tea bag out in public, you know, oh, they dropped the tea bag. You know, and
right,
it's a lot because we all are human, and we all come short sometimes of glory of God, and we have to pray for that. But with them, they always have to make sure that they like one step ahead because people are always mm-hmm. trying to judge them, which we know in the mm-hmm. Bible that is not even our job. That's not our job.
Right.
Like you said right. earlier, that is not ours. So when I did
well, you
see
know,
the email,
social media
I
definitely
going,
gave them a voice. You know, it gave people a voice mm-hmm. that normally you probably wouldn't hear about.
Right. And I called, and I was surprised. I'm telling you, I was very surprised because she's like, oh, she gave me that. And I'm going to tell you right now, I know it's favor. First Lady, I know it's favor because we haven't really advertised the Blessed Network. So for whoever uh-huh. was scouting, they God laid it on their fingers to type us to get us and whatnot because we are really brand new. We fall underneath another network, too. We have a good chunk of followers. It's over mm-hmm. 1.7 million all over the world. But
wow,
we're still trying to – that's why Pastor's over there now on tour at some of the churches that actually subscribe to us. But I'm always looking – people hear people's testimonies like yours because mm-hmm. sometimes people think they're doing it by themselves. It's nothing new. Nothing's new.
Right.
The ATM machine is not new. That's when they had the Jesus and his disciples had to pay taxes and he told them to go out there and get a fish. That was the ATM machine. Okay? The
uh-huh.
first submarine was when Jonah went in the whale. That was the first submarine. So nothing here
uh-huh.
is actually
new,
but people think they're
right.
doing it and it's by themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I wanted
right.
to hear your story because when I, like I said, the little that I did was able to read, I was so inspired because it takes a lot. It takes a lot, and you're doing it. And I want everyone to know that your show is tonight. Do you, has it been sold out?
Yeah, you know, I really don't know.
Okay.
It's tonight at
7:30. Well, I'm going to tell everybody right now, it doesn't matter if it did, get down there because you never know if you're going to get favor where somebody will give you a ticket or be able to get in. Get down there and see it because this is one of those Microsoft moments where it will never come again. This is the first that it's been here. So make sure you are one of those first and receive your blessing because you never know where your blessings are going to come from. So receive
uh-huh.
your blessing and get down there tonight so you'll actually be able to see the live performance and not have to worry about going to work tomorrow and everybody else talking about it and you trying to blend in.
Right.
So see the live performance. So tell us how we can actually get in touch with you. So if someone wants to Facebook you or even call Jackie Nance to get you for performance.
Yeah, for booking, you can go to booktanishathesingingnurse@gmail.com. It's easier to go through my Facebook. I have two Facebooks. So one is Lady Tanisha Owens, the Singing Nurse, of course. And I have an artist page, which is Tanisha the Singing Nurse. I also have a web page, which is reverb.com/TanishaTheSingingNurse. Twitter @TheSingingNurse. No E under after the nurse in an underscore. And Instagram, of course, Tanisha the Singing Nurse. So I kind of make it real easy.
Now, before I let you go, please give us a couple words of encouragement for all that, not just women, just everybody that has those gifts inside of them and they have not asked God to release it yet. What would you tell them?
Just never give up. Whatever God has placed in you, you definitely don't want to pluck it up. You want to plant it, allow the seed to grow, and do whatever it is that he told you to do. Because if he wants you to do something, he'll make sure that he funds it. He'll make sure that he'll provide for it. He'll make sure that he favors it. So just do
Amen.
Whatever, you know, the will of God that's on your life.
Amen. Amen. Again, you can get her, and she done gave you umpteen, but it's basic simple. It's Tanisha, the singing nurse. And I'm telling you, I am so glad that you did take the time out to bless us on the Blessed Network. We will be getting back in touch with you because we want to make sure anytime that you're in town to actually look us up. And if you're here for a little longer, look us up, because we can actually start pushing you out there to see what other church wants you while you're here. Because, you know, sometimes you only hear, like today, you only hear to perform on Sunday. But if we knew in advance, we could get some churches for a Friday night service or a Saturday night, so we can make sure that people are actually understanding that God has a word on your lips for us to actually know. So let us know in advance, and we would definitely do that. Okay, tell us about your single.
Yeah, my single is "You." It'll be available April 29th, and its title is "You." The video is up right now on YouTube, so you can just YouTube Tanisha Owens, and please support.
Okay, and then how can we get the single? Is
it
in the stores, or you either downloadable?
Both. It'll be both.
Oh, okay.
And it's on the Inspirational Music. It's a compilation. It's on a compilation CD from Sony. So Inspirational Music for Soul. Yes.
Amen. So we are just thrilled. I'm already going to declare and decree that tonight will be a night that the windows of heaven will open up and shower down a blessing on you, and that everybody that you've ministered to today, they will not leave the same way in which they entered. God will rest upon you and keep you and guide you and strengthen you. He will never leave you. You are always covered underneath of his shadow. Amen. Now, before we close, do you mind praying us out?
No, I don't. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this day. Lord, we thank you for every soul that was listening. God, we ask that every soul right now, God, be touched. Lord, whatever it is that they need, if they need deliverance, if they need healing, if they need peace, if they need joy, God, we ask right now, God, that you provide and do what you said that you are able to do, God. We know that nothing is impossible when we have you in our lives, and we just say thank you and we praise you. God, we ask right now, God, that you increase, God, the radio station, God, anything that they need, God, we ask that you make a way for it to happen. God, we just thank you and we ask you for favor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. That was First Lady Tanisha Owens. She will be out tonight. And please, please come and support her ministry. She is singing tonight. God has powerful messages that he has already installed in her. We know the single is coming out. Make sure you get it. And we need to uplift each other. So we'll meet everybody next week, same time, same station. Amen. God bless. Thank you, Tanisha.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Bye-bye.